Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, brother, brother.
25, it's gonna be a black male in a white t-shirt.
There's far too many of you dying.
14 million more you Americans know would be got uninsured to find next year.
This deadly mass shooting
to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father,
we back. Don't need that, to that kind of stings, man. Let me pull it together a little bit here. First, I want to bring... Hey, this will distract me from thinking about that. Crudy called me yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah, and asked me if there were, you know, if I would be able to or willing to fill in for Matt Flynn in the morning while he's on vacation.
Hey!
And it was suggested by Matt, which...
Look at that.
We are friends. I mean, it's going to be a challenge to have someone not as professional as he is. But see, that's what we like about each other is we're thinking the same way for most things, right? And we're willing to sit down and talk about it and not get mad. So, you know, he suggested it to Crudy, and thank you, Matt. Thank you, Crudy. I'm looking forward to it. It's definitely going to be a challenge. It'll be... 7 mornings in September, 6 to 8.
Hey, that's cool, man.
Now, you know, I wake up like before early.
Okay.
But now that I'm doing this, I'll probably be like nervous or just, you know, fired up.
Get that.
If you got to be a little nervous when you get on the radio or the TV, which reminds me, I saw you on TV.
Oh, what did I do?
You were on that Talk Wisconsin show.
Oh, okay, sure.
And I got to tell you, that's look a lot better on TV than you do on radio, brother.
In person, yeah. Well, that's because you see me in person, man. That's the problem.
Yeah, well, I think you probably shaved before you went in, too, because you got a shadow. But, hey, it's the weekend, and we're missing the Badger game, which is fine, because I told Crudy I can't do any more Saturdays because the Badgers mostly put in. I think he bought it for a minute there, and I was like, no, man, I like doing Saturday at noon. Is it doing okay? Yeah, okay. Well, there you go. I can, look, with modern technology, right, I can go home, not even know what happened. Game could be over, and I can go to the channel it was on and just go back. But once you go back, you can't, like, fast-forward it or anything. But if you're getting smoked, you can turn it off, right? I did that with the Bucks a few times, and I'm not, like, into getting smoked.
No, you don't hang in there.
I was in sports.
A glorious comeback? You would miss those once-in-a-lifetime comebacks, man.
No, listen. In wrestling, you could have been down by 8 or 9 or 10 points with 15 seconds left, and you can stick the guy and end it, right? You can't do that in football or basketball. So that was you're right. You know, that's the comeback. But it's also, in wrestling, if you get behind by, I think it's, I don't know, 12 points or whatever, it's kind of like the softball rule. It's over. Technical falls, they call it. I haven't paid as much attention to it since, you know, I watched my All-American brothers and state champs, you know, kicking ass and wrestling right here in Wisconsin. But, you know, it's fun to think about what, you know, it did for us way back when, which helped us develop into human beings, you know, where you had to have empathy. Even, you know, but if you had too much empathy, the guy that you're wrestling that's just as tough as you that has no empathy is going to kick your ass. And it's usually a guy that ends up being Republican, Trump-looking, whatever. Those guys are tough, man. You can't get to their heart. So you got to, like, stick your chin in their chest as you're, you know, trying to pin them. Be just as mean as them. Because I'll tell you, man, you come – a lot of those tournaments, especially freestyle, you come home – the next morning, you're like, you could hardly get up. You got, like, bruises between every rib because your wrestling guys that know the same thing as you, and they're sticking their thumb in your ribs, you know, when you're in a tough spot, which same thing I do. I mean, why not? and Matt Burns and all that stuff. We went through that. But I want to get back to the Republican Taliban and the fact that they're, you know, following this fake ideology and look at, you want to make it illegal for women to make up their own minds about, you know, terminating a pregnancy for whatever reason, right? But you guys believe in this God, and this God gives you, like, choices, man. He's a god of choice. She, he, she, whatever. I'm trying to relate to people that are, you know, think about it in these terms. And God will be the judge when we all get there, right? So that's why he sacrificed his son. He didn't want to just punish us all anymore and beat the crap out of us. I don't know. These blood laws are just outrageous. And for Republicans to not understand that, you know, this is just as bad as, like, cutting off somebody's hand because they stole something, taking out their tongue because they lied. You guys are going that direction. I mean, when you got people in your Congress saying, oh, well, I really don't, you know, want to do this, but damn it, I'll take up arms against my neighbor, you know, for my country. First of all, Madison Cawthorn, I see your ass coming in a wheelchair with a rifle. I'll be in my car, man. What kind of a threat is that? That is just outrageous for somebody. He's not going to be there doing that. This is all just hyped up insanity, demon worshiping stuff. It's brutal. So, you know, I've always said, right, there's an a-hole in every Tahoe. But I'll be damned if Texas don't have the biggest a-holes. I mean, they're big on everything, right? Except for women having a choice. I mean, wow. Are you going to make them stay home and stay in the kitchen and stay barefoot and take, you know, follow through on a pregnancy and with rape or incest? I mean, they're basically the same. Incest is rape. Wow, man. Wow. Well, and we already know that people that, you know, are up on the next tier of freedom, right? These conservatives, they can fly anywhere and get it done where it's legal. It's all for, like, you know, like Ron Johnson said, yeah, but I know 1.5 million people voted for Trump and I don't want to piss them off, so I'll go along with this. And then you get caught on tape. And the best part about it is, you know, you don't have to know in Wisconsin when you're being recorded. As long as the person that's recording you knows, you guys made that law. Come back and bite you right in the ass. And come on back. We'll bite another half of Outside the Pizza Box.